pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show, Hour 3 here on FM Talk 106.5. Still to come on the program today, Congressman Bradley Byrd will join us. That's at the bottom of the hour. Please stay tuned if you can. But join us on the line now. Very pleased to introduce my next guest. He's in the state legislature, represents Choctaw County, Washington County, places just in the northern part of our listening area here. State Representative Brett Easterbrook is on the line. Representative, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Good to get you on. Well, first of all, last time we talked, still dealing with COVID-19. How is your district handling it? Things looking up at least?
It's looking better. We went through a rough spell here a couple of weeks ago, but it's on the decline again. So it's following most of the state.
Yeah, the people are at least learning to deal with it and handle it. I guess it's a normal or a new normal for some time, for the time being. I want to get you on, talk about something. U.S. Highway 45, we had you on about a month ago, not too long ago. I was filling in for Sean Sullivan. Dealing with ALDOT these days, and I was talking to Representative Stringer, who also has this issue on his radar. Widening 45, you speak about this. I saw you on public television not too long ago talk about it. But this is a project that ALDOT, for whatever reason, has had on the back burner for decades.
Yes, it's been there for years. In the early 90s, when they passed the gas tax law, it was written into the law that Highway 45 would be four lanes. Highway 45 is the deadliest highway in the state of Alabama. And it's four lanes from Chicago, Illinois, all the way to the Mississippi line. It's just this last stretch from State Line, Mississippi, down to 8 miles. It's not four lanes. The traffic on there is horrible. And in the summertime, when all that traffic from Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee is trying to get to the beach, you can't even hardly turn on the Highway 45. This time of the year, it doesn't slow down. But it's the deadliest highway in the state, and it should have been four lanes years ago.
And what has the reluctance been? That, you know, there just hasn't been the political the political will, that you don't have the political heft, perhaps, that you may have had, because some of these projects around the state, for whatever reason, got moved up the priority list.
I can't see anything but politics involved. If you look at that region coming down through there, there's not a lot of votes.
Right.
And they keep putting other projects in, and they've been doing that for 30 years.
The politics of ALDOT, which is a broader point here, that we're using our highway department as a political tool. Because tell me, this is your perception. I talked to some of these guys, and they'll tell you, if they don't play ball with whoever the governor is and their agenda, if they don't vote along the right ways, that they are punished. And one of those means is using road and bridge funds.
Yep, and that seems to be the case. And they're always counting the vote, it appears, and they spend the money in the same places that they've spent it in the last 30 or 40 years. And it's really aggravating. They turn a blind eye to the deaths on Highway 45.
When you look at 45, it's four lanes to the Mississippi. You mentioned from Chicago all the way to Mississippi, right there at the state line. What do you think? Widening that, obviously a big priority of yours, and you talk about it, but what would that do to change things for that region?
You would have a lot more industrial traffic coming through there. Right now we have a lot of the beach traffic, but our commerce is coming to the Mississippi line, and they turn it southwest, where there's a four lane going all the way to I-10 in Mississippi. It would really help to grow our area if we had it four lane.
What
the biggest is the death. We would love to see the economic growth on that side of the state also.
What have your interactions been with Director Cooper, John Cooper, or the head of ALDOT been like?
He listens. but that's as so far, that's as far as it goes. He's been respectful. I've been respectful of him. He listens, but I've seen no results. And at the end of the day, the results are all that matter.
I mean, one of the first votes you cast as a member of the legislature was to raise the gas tax. And I would assume that came with the hopes of getting more attention giving to your district, but it tends to be into more metropolitan areas, particularly with Birmingham right now. But were you optimistic when you cast that vote for Rebuild Alabama that this project could be addressed?
Absolutely. That's the reason that one and Highway 84, the reason that I did vote. I know that there's not any money there without it to have improvement. Over the years, you've built more and more roads, and the more roads you build, the more roads you have to maintain. We were at the level where it took the money to maintain the existing roads that was coming in, so you had no real money for growth. I know there's waste in LDOT, there's waste in all government, it always will be. But the fact is, every time you add another mile of road, you add to the maintenance expense in the future. And we were about at the point where the expansion of new roads was over without raising the gas tax. So, yes, it was Highway 84 and Highway 45 is the reason I voted the way I did. Otherwise, we will never get it.
We didn't talk even talk about the 84 question much, US 84. I guess it's four lane from in Alabama from the Georgia line all the way to Andalusia for the most part. But once you get past Andalusia and you head toward the Mississippi line, it's pretty rough.
It is, and it's four lanes from the Mississippi line to California. That area has the most economic potential, in my opinion, of anything in the state of Alabama. If you had that four lane coming through there, you have the Tom Bigby Waterway. You have a salt mine that they use to produce chlorine and caustic at Olin, and that's the two widely used chemicals in the world to produce industrial chemicals. That area should be booming with up and down that Tom Bigby Waterway. If you remember when they put the Tom Bigby Waterway in 40 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever it was, that we would see an economic boom, and you see the barge traffic come down the river. They don't stop in our part of the state or in the state because we didn't bother to develop the infrastructure going to the river. If you look at that part of the state up there, Highway 43 is four lanes to Thomasville. That's as far as you can go north on a four lane road. You can't go east and you can't go west. You can only go south. Most industry they don't only ship south. As a matter of fact, most industry ships east, west, or north, not south to begin with. It really hurts the steel mills up there when they have the heavy calls. They have to come all the way back to I-65 to get started, even if they want to go north, east, or west. It's a real killer for that area.
Because that four lane access to interstate highways. That was a big push by Governor Ivey. At least she talked about it, or her administration's talked about it. But your district's drastically underserved, with the exception of 43, which goes back several decades, is why that is like it is.
But 43 is only if you want to go south. You can't go north on it. It's not with heavy trucks. And once you hit Highway 5, it comes back to almost a big trip.
Yeah, because going up 5, you're going toward Birmingham. That would open it up to Montgomery, other big points in the state. And you know, that's, for better or for worse, a place you want to go for distribution of your goods or services.
Absolutely. If you look at the law, the way the law was written, there's a line in the law that says any county that does not have four-lane access to the federal interstate system will take priority. Well, that is Choctaw County. And to have Choctaw County have four-lane access to the interstate system, you have to four-lane Highway 84 coming across that.
What
so
is...
So far, it has been ignored in the law. But that's what it says in the law.
What has been your interaction with some of the economic development people at the state level, the Greg Canfields, the Department of Commerce, Whenever I talk to mayors or county commissioners from that region, they feel slighted that they don't get the attention. Do you see that as a trend?
I see their point, but to be honest, the reason that commerce is not all over that region is because of the transportation. It's hard to get people to locate there when they can't bring in their raw materials or export their goods out of there on decent routes. We passed a law for a new rural economic developer, and she's working hard for us, and we have some projects that are coming. We're going to have some announcements coming in the future. It takes, usually you're looking at 18 months, 2 years when you start working on a project before you start seeing the results of it. But there are some in the works, but it should be more in the works.
You said,
for instance, you have the auto industry coming into the state of Alabama. You have both carbon steel and stainless steel made in that area, but yet you don't have the suppliers for them locating in that area to use the steel to make their parts, because they can't leave there and get the customers. They can't leave there and get this among them. It's easier for them to ship them from north or from other states.
Let me ask you this. So the other component of that, workforce development, always an issue. Well, what's the workforce situation there? What are the education, vocational situation? How do you feel about that?
We need to work on our workforce development, and it's being worked on. The technical schools are doing pretty well in Washington and Clark County especially. The workforce there is a lot better than what people realize, because we have a lot of highly skilled workforce in that area. They just leave the area for work. They live there. But that's who's building these plants around the country. They're coming from there. They work in ball fields. They would be glad to work at home if the jobs were there.
That oil field, you mentioned that. Petroleum's still a big part of Choctaw County. I drifted there recently, and I always heard about it, but I never really, I guess, realized it till I saw it.
Yeah, Choctaw County is where the first oil well was discovered in the state of Alabama.
So it continues to be a big part of the economy?
Not as much as it used to be. It's declining. It was the economy there for years, but it is declining.
Is it? What do you see as the future of if you're making the pitch to whatever somebody to come live there? What do you see as the future of the economy there? Then
I see if we could put the 4-lane access in, I see it as strong. It growing up 43 and 84. If you have access, I mean, nowhere else in the state of Alabama has the Tombaugh River.
Sure.
We're the only place with it. Regardless of what type of industry you put in, you're talking about either shipments coming in or going out, typically even from overseas, you need barge traffic. That's the cheapest way to ship materials. But we have no access. Once you get it there, sooner or later, it's going to go on a truck to be delivered. And we have no way to get in and out of there, and it's been a killer for that area for years.
Hey, Representative, we got to leave it there. We're about out of time, but thanks for making time for us.
Thank you.
That was State Representative Brett Easterbrook joining us by phone, talking about infrastructure and places in our northern part of our listening area. Maybe get him on some other time, talk about other things, if there's any progress made on Highway 45 and US 84. I take a time out. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Bohr Show at FM Talk 106.5.